Throughout this year, all this year on Bush Telegraph, we're going to follow a family farmer, or a farming family rather. Each week, we're going to check in with the Zappulos, who operate a mixed dairy and potato farm in Gippsland, which is in Victoria. Now, we hear a lot about these industries from a policy point of view, so we thought it would be a good idea to actually see what the personal take is. The Zappulos have generously agreed to let us in and see the workings of a farm, of their farm, and the day-to-day stresses and joys that are involved. So we thought, what better way than to start this series with a wedding? Today, Greg Muller went to visit Lisa as she was in the midst of wedding preparations.
We are probably what they call God's country. Neerum Junction is the name of the town. About an hour from Mount Baw and an hour and a half from Melbourne. Very undulating, high rainfall, terrible roads.
And you've been farming, well, you've been involved in farming here all your life?
Yes, I have, that's correct. Ever since Mum and Dad started farming here, it's dairy and potatoes. We have had beef on this place for a little bit, but we went back to dairy.
Now, you left the farm for a while, but then decided to come back. We wonder if that's bucking the trend. We always hear of people leaving agriculture and not coming back.
I had a job as a scientist in Traralgon, and I decided that it was time for me to spread my wings, so I travelled overseas for 12 months, got a job over there, and when I came back, they'd sold the business, sold the laboratory. So I thought I definitely did not want to go back to Melbourne. At the time, Mum and Dad needed help, so I stayed and I never left.
No desire to live in a city?
Absolutely no desire to live in the city. It's a nice place to visit. It's beautiful at night time, but I couldn't cope.
And what in particular?
Just the congestion, the traffic, the amount of people, and everyone's just so busy and they're so rushing to get somewhere, and I'm not a very patient person, so I don't do lines very well.
Now, dairy's had its ups and downs in the last few years, what with deregulation and now we've got the supermarket wars. Could industry still have been?
Look, I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. My fiancé, Daniel, is also very passionate about the industry. We see a very bright future for us personally, because we both see the financial benefits, also raising a young family on the farm and all that sort of stuff. So personally, I see a very bright future. Nationally, it's a little bit difficult. Obviously, you've got climate change, and then, of course, like you say, you had your deregulation, then you've got carbon tax, and then you've got elderly people wanting to retire. So nationally, the outlook's probably a little less positive, but I think that those that really want to stay in the industry will benefit from it. We supply milk to Fonterra, and it's mostly export.
So it turns into dry milk, is that right?
Dry milk, powdered milk, some cheeses.
Does that mean you're not as vulnerable to the sort of discounting wars if you're not providing like bottled milk?
Absolutely. We haven't felt an impact at the farm gate. I know that farmers in obviously Queensland, New South Wales and Perth in Western Australia, have felt they've had a farm gate cut to their prices. But, you know, if I say it's a good thing, I'm probably going to be crucified. If I say it's a bad thing, it's not actually what I believe. So I think that by them lowering the milk prices, it could only really sell more milk, surely.
Now, I've just turned up to Lisa's house, and it's a beautiful sunny day. It's so green here. We're at the foothills of some quite big ranges and their ski fields in winter. And there's a fair bit of activity going on here, I must say. There's little plastic bags with table placements in them, flowers, and there's someone else sitting here too doing some seating arrangements. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the table placements for this grand wedding on Saturday.
And that's right, because Lisa's getting married.
That's right.
Local wedding?
A local wedding, yes, it'll be at Druin.
And Rachel, you've been dragged in to do the arrangements?
I've been busy helping Lisa getting ready to that this week and helping out on the farm milking a few cows.
Where would you see yourself by the end of the year?
Ooh.
Obviously, it's a big year for you.
Gosh, I've got a lot going on this year. By the end of the year, we're hoping to increase the herd size, obviously, where I'll be going to. We're renovating the house, rip the kitchen out, so we've got to get a new kitchen before the year finishes. I just want to be happy, I want to be healthy, and just want things just to fall into place. That'd be lovely.
What was it like growing up on a dairy farm?
Committed. We were committed to the dairy farm with our parents. That was hard work, but it was pleasurable.
And you felt that sense of commitment as a child?
Yeah, absolutely. We were born into it.
It was kind of thrust upon us, and there was four of us under the age of five, so we sort of all grew up with responsibilities, and yeah. You know, and with those responsibilities weren't met, or we kind of decided to get a little bit lazy. It was, like Rachel said, it's very committed. You know, from the time we were little, we used to obviously go and play our sport and then rush back, and it'd be potatoes or it'd be someone's got a milk. We used to have a roster. Or if we had a late night, Dad would often get the one out of bed and come home the latest.
Yes, well, particularly if curfew was extended by a few minutes.
That was harsh. But, you know, it's made us who we are today.
We, a lot of people said, you know, how could you have done it? We loved every minute of it, and it's made us the people that we are. And we spent so much time with our parents growing up, and we are a very close family, I think, because of it. So we don't ever look back and think, oh, well, we didn't go to the beach and we didn't get to do this and we were on the farm and we hated it. We loved every minute of it. Mum and Dad have supported each other through it all. I mean, how long have they been farming now, and they've been doing it side by side? And us as children have been there side by side. So, you know, and it's a credit to Mum and Dad, what they've accomplished, but we've actually all achieved it together.
And he's still doing it today, and we're about to try and find him.
Yeah, good luck. He's ran away. But Mum will probably be ready over there with a cup of tea and fruitcake.
Lisa Zabullo, who is now actually Lisa Parker, following her wedding to Daniel. We also heard from her sister, Rachel. They were speaking there to Greg Muller. Next week on The Farm Diary, we'll find out how Lisa's mum, Maria Zabullo, ended up going from a child migrant to a farmer.
It was just a concept that I had. I was never going to marry a farmer. So to end up marrying a farmer was rather an irony, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it over the years. It's been fantastic. Vince and I, once we got married, we looked for a small property and we found one here for 50 acres, and through the years we just kept adding to it.
You can meet Maria Zabullo next Monday on the next instalment of our Farm Diary. In the meantime, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see what the Zabullo family look like, and you might even want to leave a wedding message for Lisa, if you like. Check out our Bush Telegraph Facebook page.